I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the last show before the cabin.
Are you juiced up?
Yeah, like this is as good as it gets in life because I'm doing my dream job, right? With the best person I could do it with, mm-hmm. who like I'm having so much fun with, but also then I get to go to the cabin with my best friends and then, you know, do that too. So it's like, it's the best of both worlds.
Okay, but I don't have to
worry about Monday's show.
Yeah.
I get to just enjoy this one with you, and then I will be enjoying a lot of cabin chicanery.
Well, so enjoy being the keyword. I don't know how you feel, but like before the weekends with Fridays, like if the show's great and I feel awesome about it, then I leave and I'm like, okay, we can enjoy the weekend. But if I feel like maybe we got a little just too out of control, and then I'm like, oh no, are we going to have a phone call about that? Are we going to have a meeting about that? Something like that, which we don't have often anyway. That could impact the cabin trip, could it not?
No. The 45 minute drive home really allows me to, if a show has not gone the way I hoped it would or thought it could go, or you know, just I think in general, you know, we weren't on the same page, whatever it is, I use that 45 minutes to really kick the ever-loving crap out of myself.
Okay.
And so that by the time I get home, any angst, any upset, anything, it's gone, so that the second I open that door to get out of the truck and go see my girls, they don't have to deal with it.
All right, that sounds healthy enough.
Yeah.
All right, good. So
I mean, the 45 minutes, not healthy.
No.
Very unhealthy.
Well,
emotionally turbulent. But everything that comes at the 46 minute on,
yeah,
very good.
All right, good. And then, around 8 o'clock or so tonight, then we'll just know that you're in the zone.
Yeah, right about 8, about 7:45, 8. We're getting fried chicken tonight now, instead of pizza, so that helps as well.
But you're also, so all next week is going to be all sorts of, you'll be doing drinking.
Yep.
All sorts of different fun activities, right?
Hiking.
Hiking.
We're going to play QB54.
QB54, the game that is taking over the nation, and now at this point, I'm starting to wonder if you have stake in the company.
I wish. Oh, man.
I'm starting to wonder.
I'd have that Bezos money, but not really, but I'd just have more money, and I like more
money.
You've
kind of pushed it on me, but you haven't really pushed it so far to the point where I'm not like, but I'm starting to become suspicious.
Yeah, maybe
QB54 was your invention.
Totally get that. A lot of grilling. We'll play Super Munchkin for those of you who played that game before. It's just a fun game. I don't even know. I don't really even understand the rules. I've been playing it for like 6 years.
Oh, I just thought you guys went
come in last because I piss everybody off by like trying to nuke their chances of winning.
Oh, I just thought it was a game where you guys go around the room talking about your favorite moment in Dylan Gabriel's career.
No.
Oh!
Oh! Somebody step on a duck. That was like John Travolta saying it.
I
didn't know what the hell I was doing there. But so here's the thing. I don't know the rules because usually we play it when I've been drinking. And so I've retained half the knowledge. I don't really know how to win the game. I just know how to intimidate other people that play, and that usually backfires, and then I lose and come in last place.
Are you going to try Jake Murren's new lawn game that he invented?
Is it like can jam golf?
Yeah, basically.
Well, I don't think we have enough room there because it is on a I don't want to say mountainside, but maybe a mountainside, a hillside. Not even a hillside.
I can see it now.
More of a mountain.
You're going to come back on Monday and you're like, we came up with this great game, and you start to describe, and it's basically the game that Jake already invented.
No, we don't. So we don't have Cam Jam at the place though.
Good. That game stinks.
Yeah, it really
does. I love
lawn
games. Lawn games are my favorite thing when I'm drinking. I will always participate. Cam Jam's dumb.
So I'm ready. My body is ready. But so here, I actually think we've got to a point where this show is mail it in proof, right? It has not always been, as some of you might remember. But you and I are not mail it in guys in the first place. And our mail it in is just a much more fun version of what we normally do. So if anything, on an FOF Friday, this could be an off-the-rails show, but it's still going to be a lot of fun and very professional.
It's got a high chance to be an off-the-rails show.
You're not going to hear that I have 1 foot in the parking lot, because I don't, because it's right here, because that's how we do things here.
All right, let's get after it.
We high-roaded everybody there. Good to be it. I think it might be time. Jake, do we have the audio here? Jake, do we have the audio of my Tyrese Halliburton takes from just before the Cavs-Pacers series? If not, I just want to know one way or another. Do we have that, bud?
We do not.
Okay. So, this is good because I can lie a little bit in this now. Before the Cavs-Pacers series, I said I wasn't so sure that Tyrese Halliburton was better than the Cavs' three best players. And so I had ranked him, of the players in that series, ranked him fourth.
And I was aghast.
Yeah. And then, and we ran it by Fedor. Also aghast.
Yeah.
We ran it by Dan Favalli. Even more aghast.
Yeah.
And then the series happened.
You looked at me like I had a banana taped to my forehead when I was suggesting that you were just flat out wrong.
And then the series happened, and I went cold for a minute. We didn't talk a lot about that. And then the Knicks-Pacers series happened, and I remained in radio silence on Tyrese Halliburton after last night. I think it only stands to reason that the only way we can start this show, all right, it's not talking about Shador, you get that. It's not talking about Joe Flacco, you get that. It's not talking about what the hell was that lineup the Guardians sent out there last night. Thank you. Thank you for absolutely openly sabotaging the game last night with that line. Nope, not about that. No, it is, I, Nick Wilson, formally renounce my previous takes on Tyrese Halliburton. He is, in fact, better than Darius Garland. I think it's questionable if he's better than Evan Mobley, but it's a real conversation.
Hold on. Your big announcement is you moving him up better than Darius Garland.
All right, you're right.
He's still behind Evan Mobley.
He's better than Evan
Mobley.
How big of you
to finally say Tyrese Halliburton is better than Darius Garland?
This is why you're here. You're here to keep me honest. He is better than Evan Mobley.
There we go. Now you're saying something.
And by Job, he's better than Donovan Mitchell. Tyrese Halliburton is an absolute clutch-ass machine, super stud. Holy crap. What a shot last night. What a performance. I'm going to confirm for everyone in God now, he's really good at basketball.
Thanks for the confirmation. I'm sure Halliburton's team approves that. And it's so funny. It was so hard for you to get over the Mopley part of this. And then the Donovan
part.
The Donovan part,
yeah.
You're like, I'm already there. Let's throw it in.
Yeah.
Let's just add like the BOGO offer or something. Like, let's just throw it in.
Once we got past Evan, my heart was more open. All right? It's got other, so it also has some blockages. But
you were definitely ready to hit the brakes after the Garland admission.
I was like, okay, he's better than Darius.
Let's just do the full Monty.
And then I got to the next ring.
Blackjack,
and I was like,
double down.
I mean, Evans can be, he can be a top five player in the NBA. I just don't know. And I was like, no, I kicked your ass. Nah, this is fair.
In the open that Mac had, how wrong of that was Mike Breen to not even give him the bang, like, or even a double bang worthy? He didn't get a bang or a double bang.
I think in the NBA Finals, that's at least double bang.
NBA Finals in a game winner.
Has he ever
winner?
Done a triple bang?
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not that I know of.
All right. I mean, I feel like that's
sound that one out for me really quick. Has Mike Breen ever done a triple bang?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. Big double bang guy. I don't know about a triple bang.
It's true. A lot of people don't have the wherewithal for the triple bang.
A lot of hands.
Man, I got to tell you, that was incredibly... I was watching that. And again, I should want the Pacers to lose. I should. They kicked your ass. They embarrassed you. Mathurin is a problematic individual. All right? Neesmith and Miles Turner.
Oh, your
Thomas
guy,
Bryant
your guy,
acts like he's done something in the NBA.
How about your guy Obi Toppin being in the closing lineup and also just hitting the Energizer Bunny? Something happened with him.
Yep.
Something he just turned. He had a miserable little first stretch of that game, and then he kicked into overdrive and was awesome.
He's the Hunchback of Dayton. Like, he doesn't look like he doesn't. It looks like Chewbacca running. It's not good, and yet they did it, man. And I mean, just. I should not want that team to win. And I found myself in the final moments of that game just being impressed by what they did, what they're about, and being envious that the team, that's who we think the Cavs are in the regular season, the never say die Goonies. And last night they proved it, man. That was an incredible win by them, given the fact that at parts of that game, they're down by double digits. And it felt like you were just waiting for that OKC. Super booster moment where they put the game to bed. It never happened, and kudos to the Pacers for getting that one.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of the game, you just thought it was a double-digit game, and you thought it was just going to be what it was. I remember in the third quarter, because the Pacers had, they had, 19 turnovers in the first half? Just an insanely large number of turnovers in the first half of the game, and then they had, like, this Google ad in the third quarter, and it was like, record for turnovers in NBA Finals history. Searches are up 2,500%. And it was just like, even the broadcast was punking what the Pacers were trying to do out there. Is they just kept turning the ball over and turning the ball over. And then they did what they did to us. They did what they did to the Bucks. They did what they did to the Knicks. And it's just one of those things. I mean, Halliburton's easily the most clutch player in the NBA, the person I would want over anybody in the NBA right now to take that last second shot, because nobody else is draining it the way he is.
And listen, the Pacers just don't look like a championship team other than when you get them in important situations, and they, sort of like what you said with Obi Toppin, they just morph into something. It really is. It's a Clark Kent Superman type moment. Where you're like, oh, what's this nerd with glasses doing? And all of a sudden he's flying around in the sky, and you're like, damn, I guess he is Superman.
And in the regular season, the Cavs had a bunch of that, right?
Yep.
And then Ty Jerome was about to make a living off of that alone. It's like, wait, Ty Jerome is now doing this? But it was all these other guys that would just on any given night step up and be huge, and that's what the Pacers just continue to get. And then in those moments, Halliburton obviously is just stones.
Now, honestly, this does not make me, if the Pacers win this final series, it won't make me feel better about the Cavs losing, though.
Well, so if they would have laid down and died, and then they would have been so far away from the Thunder, and it felt like they weren't actually serious, I think that would have made us feel worse. I would have felt worse about the Cavs.
Any which way this series goes is going to make me feel worse, mostly because I don't think I could feel worse about the Cavs. Yeah, like this postseason ended the exact same way the three previous had. Doesn't matter how different the regular season looked. It didn't matter how different the first round looked. You got punched in the mouth, and you couldn't. Okay. And you didn't get punched in the face by Boston or OKC.
But that's the difference, though.
Despite Indiana.
That's the difference, though. So, like, listen, I agree in the idea that nothing is going to make us feel like, oh, all warm and fuzzy inside, and this was an okay thing to lose to this team. But last year, it felt a lot better losing to Boston than it did if we had lost the round prior to the Magic. You know, if it turns out that the Pacers, if they slay a 68-win team in the Thunder, the largest win-loss differential for regular season teams in the finals in 50 years between these two teams, and they are just that team of destiny that people are talking about, it will make me feel a little bit better about what happened with the Cavs. It won't excuse it, not at all, but I'll say, okay, maybe they were a juggernaut and we just slept on them.
216-474-0092, only if they finish them off in five games, too. If the Pacers win this series, will you feel better about the Cavs losing and how they lost in the playoffs? Quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. Stump Mitchell, former Browns running back. We'll ask him about Nick Chubb and a re-chubbening. Can Nick Chubb be Nick Chubb again? It's a lot of Chubb in a small amount of time there. Quinshon Judkins questions, thoughts about Kemp Cupcake comments for the Cleveland Browns. Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com columnist. We'll talk about the guards, Cavs, and Browns with him, including the quarterback du jour in Cleveland, Brian Batko, Steelers beat reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, coming up at 4:20, and more of you guys, 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. If the Pacers win this series, would it make you feel better about the Cavs losing the way they did to Indy in the second round here? And we just keep hearing this from the NBA crowd, and it absolutely impacts the Cavaliers going forward. I just don't know how true it is. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.